We're doing Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 24th chapter, the 6th pasuk. The Navi says, Al kein alach el ha'eretz v'yeshemu yoshev eva. The Navi says, because of the curse, what we saw earlier, v'aretz chanefa. The Navi describes the destruction of the land. Hashem describes as the destroying the land of Israel, the destruction of the first temple. The Navi had described last time the aretz chanefa, that people spoke but were unfaithful. Ki avru torot chalefu chok, heferu brit olam, they annulled the eternal covenant. So the people of Israel were unfaithful to the Torah. And that's why the Navi describes Al Kain, therefore, Ala Achela Eretz, the false vows which they make, the sin of swearing falsely, Achela Eretz, that's what's destroying the land. Vayeshmu Yoshevei Va, and the inhabitants of the land of Israel were desolate. Yeshmu is like Shimama. All those who lived in the land, be it the humans, be it the animal, all are gone. The land is desolate. Al kein charu yoshevei eretz. Therefore, the inhabitants of the land have been dried out. Charu means dry, like nechar. Char is a drying out, to make something completely, if it lacks the moisture of life, you know, a leaf dries out, shrivels out. So the Navi describes the people of Israel that will dry out in the heat. V'nishar enosh mizar, and humanity will become scarce in the land of Israel. Aval tirosh umlela gafen. Tirosh is what? Tirosh is wine, right? Aval tirosh. The grapes, the wines, so to speak, are in mourning. They are destroyed. Aval tirosh. The grapes either are in mourning or have been destroyed. Umlela gafen. The grape vine has been cut down. Ne'enchu. The people who are always partying will be sighing because the destruction of Israel is imminent. Shavat misos tupim chadal she'on alizim. The rejoicing of the drums, the sounds of people partying, that's all going to cease. Shavat misos kinor. The happiness that people have as they play the kinor, which might be a harp, that's going to cease as well. Bashir lo yishtu yayin yemar shechar leshotav. Very important pasuk. Bashir lo yishtu yayin. They will not sing as they drink. Yemar shechar, the ancient wines, the old wines will turn bitter to those who drink it, leshotav. So this pasuk teaches us a halacha. Bashir lo yishtu yayin. We have halacha in Shulchan Aruch based on this pasuk. It's a Gemara in Gittin. From here we learn that ever since the destruction of the temple, you're not supposed to drink wine with music. People are not supposed to party that way. There's a destruction. So the Talmud says after the temple was destroyed, people started taking on all kinds of things on themselves. People said, how could I eat meat? They used to offer meat as sacrifice. I can't eat meat. How could I drink wine? They used to offer libations. How could I eat bread? So a rabbi came and said, okay, so don't eat bread, because they offered that in the temple. And don't drink water, because water was also libated in the temple. So guys, that's it. You can't eat anything. So they asked him, okay, rabbi, what are we supposed to do? He said, this pasuk, this is what you're supposed to do. You can drink wine. But you're not supposed to drink wine at that level of partying. That you're partying and there's music and you're drinking wine and there's no mitzvah there. If the party is over, a yom tiv, The party's over a siyum. The party's over a wedding, a bar mitzvah, something that involves a mitzvah. The guy has come of age. Today he became bar mitzvah. Okay, so then you can drink, then you can sing. That's very nice. But to party for the sake of partying with music, that's what you shouldn't do. Bashir lo yishtu yain. You should not drink wine with music playing as though the world is perfect. That we learn from here.
What if somebody wanted to make like a nice aura or something like that for their wife, and they wanted to put some wine and some like slow, background music for the jazz or something?
I think that's okay. Saying that's okay, but I think that's not what they're talking about. If you remind me, we'll go through it together.
What we're doing on Purim was questionable.
But Purim is, that's the mitzvah Purim. You're supposed to have a meal. I'm saying it's a Sudas mitzvah. If it's a Sudas mitzvah, there's no problem doing it with music and drinking and having. If it's with music, usually it's it's not serious music. It's not like you have a band, an orchestra playing. You're going into some kind of restaurant and they put on some background music, which isn't serious. Saying,
only wine or alcoholic beverages?
I don't remember. If you remind me, I'll try to look it up. Nishbera Kiryat Tohu. Cities will be destroyed and they'll be called cities of desolation. Sugal Kol Bayit Mibo. Houses will be destroyed and no one will enter them anymore. Tzivacha Alayayin Bachutzot. People will wail as they drink wine because there won't be something to rejoice. On the contrary, there'll be what to cry over. Areva kol simcha gala mesos haaretz. Areva kol simcha. All happiness has turned dark. Areva is like erev. Now that's a little tricky because the word areva could also mean as sweet, right? We say haarev no Hashem lokenu astivrei sorascha befinu. Make your Torah sweet in our mouths. So arev could mean pleasant, sweet. And areva could also mean darkened, like erev. Areva kol simcha. All happiness has turned dark. Gala misos haaretz. The happiest place on earth has been exiled. And here we see an interesting reference to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is called misos haaretz, the rejoicing of the land. The place that everyone would rejoice upon coming to it, the place that everyone would celebrate, that's Jerusalem. Mesos kol ha'aretz.